Everywhere This Day on FOC
with Luke
and Jake
for
the Human History Show.
Well, come on. FOC 1 of 7 4. Hello everyone, welcome back to the morning show on London Radio. I am your host Luke.
And I am Jake. We are live today from the beautiful city in London. We are 4th of June 1918.
That's right, and it is a very hot today.
Yes, it is. But today on the show, we are traveling back in time. We are talking about a night that was very dark and very cold, the night April 14, 1912.
Yes, indeed. That was the night where the unsinkable ship, the Titanic, actually sank. Today, we have very special guests in the studio. To talk about this, we have James Bourne, James Clark, Frederick Lockhart, and Kate Smith.
So let's start with our first guest, James Bourne. So how old were you when you traveled on the Titanic?
I was 18.
Where were you born and where did you grow up?
I was born and I grew up in Belfast in Ireland.
Why did you travel on the Titanic?
I traveled on the Titanic because my family was very poor and we wanted to find a better life in the USA.
What was the food like in the first class?
The food was delicious. There were pasta, potatoes and meat.
Who did you travel with?
I traveled with my parents, my sister, my brother and my uncle.
Did you have access to the pool?
No, I didn't have access to the pool. It was only for first class passengers.
Who did you survive the accident?
I jumped in the sea with my sister and my brother. Sophie One got us to get on the lifeboat.
Did you stay in the USA?
No, I returned to Ireland where I live now. Second guest today is James Clark, a historian specialist of the Titanic. So tell us, how many years did it take to build the Titanic?
It took 3 years to build the Titanic.
Where was the ship built?
It was built in Belfast.
Why was the ship special?
The Titanic was special because it was very, very big. And there was a swimming pool inside. A gym and the furniture was inspired by luxury hotels. There was also a grand staircase, and it was unsinkable.
Why was it unsinkable?
There were 16 watertight compartments that had doors between them. If one compartment was flooded, doors between them would close automatically, and the rest of the ship would not be flooded.
How many lifeboats were there?
There were 20 lifeboats.
How many people were in the Titanic?
There were 2,200 passengers.
How many first class and third class passengers were there?
There were about 300 passengers in first class and 700 passengers in third class. Sadly, about 60% of the first class passengers survived, and only 25% of the third class survived.
Let's Let's talk now to our first guest. You were the lookout on the Titanic. What time did you start your watch and what was the weather like?
I start at 10 p.m. The night was very cold, very dark, and the sea was completely calm.
Did you hear the binoculars to look for danger?
We did not have binoculars that night. We only used our eyes.
When did you see the iceberg?
I saw it at 11:40 p.m. It appeared suddenly right ahead of us.
Fuck me!
What did you do when you saw it?
I rang the warning bell 3 times, then I called the bridge on the telephone.
Pick up, you bastards!
Did the office hear your warning?
Is there anyone there?
Yes, what do you see?
Iceberg, right ahead!
Thank you.
Yes, they answered the phone immediately.
What did you say to them?
I shooted iceberg right ahead.
Did the ships turn away in time?
No, it didn't. The ship turned slowly and hit the ice on the side.
Thank you for our story. Now let's turn to Kay Smith, another passenger on the Titanic. How old were you when you were on the Titanic and how old are you now?
I was 70 years old and I am 760 today.
Did you travel in first class?
Yes, I did.
Was the food good in the Titanic?
Yes, the food was amazing. I ate the best caviar in the world, as well as the best ice cream, the best tropical fruit, and the most tasty smoothie in my life.
What else did you enjoy on the Titanic?
I loved going to swimming pool, going to the gym, and part of the ship were really beautiful, like for example the Grand Staircase.
Where are you actually from?
I was born and I grew up in Edinburgh. I am Scottish.
Why did you travel on the Titanic?
I traveled on the Titanic to accompany my father, who was on a business trip.
How many people died in your family?
I lost my beautiful husband and my father.
Well, that is for our story today. Thanks for listening and we'll be back tomorrow for another show about the war. It was the Human History Show.
Thank you for listening.
See you on Wednesday.
FOC 1074.